Up next on the program, we get on board the G&M Family Market phone line, and welcome back to the program, our friend Charlotte Wilder from SB Nation. Hi there, Charlotte.
Hi, Rich. How are you doing?
I am just fantastic. And by the way, the second woman on the show just in this hour.
Oh, I love that. Did you see my tweet?
I did see your tweet, yes.
See, that's wonderful, because for people listening who don't follow my stupid Twitter, I was saying how it's very rare that in the sports world I'm invited on a broadcast or a podcast that has two women on at the same time, and so I'm thrilled to hear that this is different.
Well, you know this is different.
mostly you're one of the good ones, Rich.
Well, no, because we have no idea what we're doing, so that makes it a little different, too.
Same.
It's working so far. You were down at Fenway Park for what was a very, very interesting weekend, and you wrote about it today, a terrific piece on SB Nation. The fact that this whole idea of football at Fenway makes no sense. It's a complete money grab, and yet it still found a way to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, you know, thank you for saying those kind words. I appreciate it. I think I had no idea what to expect. You know, the reason that I went to that, I said to my editors, you know, having grown up in Boston and in Maine and having family in both places, I saw that UMass and UMaine were playing at Fenway, and it was kind of as though someone had built, you know, an event perfect for me. So I really wanted to go. And then once I went, I had no idea what to expect, but I found this sort of weird, you know, seeing Fenway as a football stadium is absolutely bizarre and didn't make any sense. And no one was there and it was freezing. And for some reason, I just had the absolute time of my life.
Now you were there.
I tried to write that.
You were there for that Friday night game. We were just coming into town then, and I nearly froze to death walking from my car to the hotel. You made it through a half of that Dartmouth game against Brown?
Yeah, it was brutal. Oh my God, I did. I left. I have to admit, I left halfway through. I did enjoy it. You know, I think Ivy League football is sort of its own special specimen in the college football world, obviously. But since I lived in Boston for 4 years after college, and I haven't been there for two now, but I still have my favorite bars. And I went to my favorite bar where the guy who works the door is we became good friends and I lived there, and his name is Paul. So he and I watched the end of the Celtics game together at the bar I always used to go to, which felt kind of appropriate for a story about being home.
Yeah, that was great. And then Saturday, you were there for the Maine-Massachusetts game. That was a blast. You got to talk with Maine's offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen, and the guy who is likely going to be a first-team All-American in FCS football, running back Josh Mack.
He was incredible. Oh, my God. I mean, I love talking to Liam, too, and I think that our listeners need to know you introduced me, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
But no, I was really intrigued by, you know, when I talked to Liam before I talked to Josh, and I said, you know, what's your strategy for this game? And he is like, well, we are going to run the ball. You know, UMass plays man coverage. We're more of a spread. And so I was like, okay, cool. And then I talked to Josh, and he was such a sweet kid. I really, really liked him. But then when I was watching the game, every single play, it felt like he had the ball. And I was like, wow, Liam is really doing what he said he was going to do. Like this guy is, I felt like every play it was, and Mack has the ball. So that was kind of cool to see that executed.
And then you and I were standing down there on the field in pregame, and well, along comes Victor Cruz.
I know. It was so funny, Rich, because I was there on, you know, the Brown game. Chris Berman was on the sidelines. So I was chatting with Chris Berman, and then, you know, the next day Victor Cruz is there, and I was like, I was not expecting so many people who are, you know, fairly well known in the NFL world to be at a Brown Dartmouth and then UMaine game, but I really loved it.
And it's interesting too, because there is an indifference, I guess you could say, to college football. It's not high on the radar screens here in New England, and for some reason, to me, that just makes it more endearing.
I totally agree with you. I could not agree more. You know, it was so, being there and seeing these mostly people in the stands either knew the players or were their families, especially because it was so cold. I could see if this is a beautiful, warmer fall day, that would be a really fun thing to go to as a casual fan or even as someone who doesn't care about college football in New England, as many people don't. But the weather really weeded them out, I have to tell you. And it kind of presented this more true version of how an area that has such good professional sports teams and cares so much doesn't really have any one community in terms of a school to rally around. And so it's very disparate, I think.
We're talking with Charlotte Wilder of SB Nation. Make sure you read her piece on the Fenway Gridiron Series A. It is absolutely fantastic. Are you loving this Celtics team and their tremendous start?
Oh, my God, Rich. I don't tell my bosses this, but I had a doctor's appointment this afternoon, and then I'm going to a very earlier than normal workout class so that I can be firmly planted on my couch when the game starts tonight. I'm stupid excited to watch them play the Warriors.
This is NBA Finals preview tonight.
Oh my God, right? Like I'm so obsessive about this Celtics team that after they won, you know, 9 in a row, let alone what are they going for, 14, I was like, they're going to win it all. I'm calling it now. Which I think tonight will be a little bit, it could be humbling, but I'm really hopeful that they'll at least hold their own.
Well, yeah, and I'm worried because I tend to I get excited about these things, and if they beat the Warriors tonight, I don't have a tattoo yet, but I could possibly be persuaded.
Rich, if they beat the Warriors tonight, I'm not going to say I would get a Celtics tattoo with you, but like that's the levels we're approaching here.
Right, I'm Brad Stevens right on my ankle, something like that.
I know. Oh my God! And after such a devastating start, it has just been absolutely so much fun to see them rally, and I think at this point, I'm just hoping that these guys stay healthy. You know, it was a little bit touch and go there with Tatum out and then Horford out and then Kyrie getting elbowed in the face. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that people stay healthy.
All right. Now, Charlotte, you know, we respect your work. Love having you on the show. You're one of our favorite guests. But I wonder if we need to do an intervention of some kind when I see out here on the Twitterverse that you ate tortilla chips with peanut butter.
Okay, so everyone has been really concerned about me after I tweeted that last night I had tortilla chips and peanut butter for dinner, which I thought was more funny, but now I'm realizing probably comes across as more sad than anything else. But I had gone out to have drinks with one of my best friends, and then I came home. I had like one glass of wine, so I think people either thought I was like very drunk, or I wasn't. I was lazy and I was too impatient and hungry to wait to order food. And all I had in my cabinet was tortilla chips and peanut butter. And I was like, well, let's give this a try. And then it actually wasn't that bad. So, sometimes you just got to work with what you have.
Together? You ate them like peanut butter in tortilla chip?
Yeah, I was dipping the tortilla chips in the peanut butter.
You are out there in the culinary front lines, Charlotte. We appreciate
Listen,
that.
I did work at a food magazine for 2 years, so if that gives me any street cred, either that or, they'll completely disown that I ever worked there. So maybe I should keep that one a little bit quieter than I have been.
Well, we'll let the tortilla chips fall where they may when it comes to that.
Oh, no.
I know. I hate myself. I hate myself for saying that. Yeah.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You are speaking my language.
Thanksgiving is coming up, of course. Is that a big holiday in the Wilder family?
It is. My uncle and my cousin, my uncle owns a cheese shop and my cousin works with him there. So we have the most incredible spread of cheeses and charcuterie before, which is a problem when you're already gearing up for a very big meal to eat your weight in cheese and meat. But I think it's totally worth it. And we'll be in Massachusetts. And usually we go up to Maine after, but I don't think that's in the cards this time, sadly.
Well, you have a wonderful holiday. It was an absolute delight to see you down at Fenway. And thanks, as always, for coming on the show with us.
Oh, you too, Rich. You guys are my favorite. Anytime.
Charlotte.